Cockeye and Michelle with you, and Michelle thinks I'm weird because of what I wanted to do after work yesterday.
Yeah, it's weird.
It is not weird, and I'll tell you why it's not weird in a second, but what did I want to do? I wanted to drive out to Towny Small in Mesquite and just check out where they had that jewelry heist store.
You know who does that?
Who?
Criminals?
No.
Who committed the crime and want to go back to the scene of the crime. So...
You know what? Here's my proof that it's not weird, okay?
Okay.
You know who was out there checking it out yesterday? The local news, because Channel 8 was out there. I saw it, and the other news stations were out there also. It was newsworthy to check it out.
Okay, that's who we got it from originally, so they were going to follow up on their piece. They did that. That's their job.
I know. Okay, but it's not, nobody's saying, wow, how weird is that? Channel 8 must be criminals, because they went out to the scene of the crime.
They're the ones that alerted you of the story originally,
I know they were.
And we
yes.
played the clip, so
yes.
they're following up, because
yes.
they said, we haven't heard anything else, any development. So they go back and get developments, not yes. just to snoop, snoozy.
That would be a great cover if you wanted to be a criminal, get into news, and you go back to the scenes of these crimes that you report on.
By the way, I would like to say that when we were looking at the story, because they showed, the Channel 8 showed on the story, the hole in the wall that was, if you're just new to the story, these criminals went to the abandoned Sears at the mall, put a hole in the wall, and then got into the jewelry store and stole like $2 million worth of jewelry?
Yes, $2 million. They're like the Rolex watches.
Yeah.
That Cuban jewelry, which is that link gold chains.
This thick gold chains, yeah.
So that's how it totaled up to $2 million.
Tom was surprised at the size of the hole in the wall. You wanted a more comfortable hole.
I was a little disappointed. I expected a larger, I expected a door, is what I expected. I didn't expect a little tiny square.
Now, you know what? Not that I'd ever do planned jewelry heist, but I mean, that the smaller hole is the way to go. You don't want to waste a lot of time on the hole. Once you're through, you can get through there. You get one guy on the inside. He hands it to the guy on the other side of the hole.
No,
you
want sure sounds like you already did this thing.
No, I'm not. Like that,
It sounds like you were already there at the scene of the crime.
Maybe you've made a mistake or two in other heists that you've tried to pull off.
Let me tell you what. A friend like Michelle would be great, too, because the hole wouldn't need to be that big. You could get through the hole really easily.
That where you got your name Hawkeye.
I'm just saying. I was really, actually, I was thinking about driving out there and checking it out just because I was kind of a little curious.
Sure.
I was kind of curious just to see, if you could see the hole and everything. I guess.
Yeah, you know what the hole looked like.
Well, I saw it because I saw it on the news.
Sure you did.
Yeah, right. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure you did.
You know what? I'm sure I'm not the only person who actually went out there to just kind of see what the hole looked like, or see if there was any, anything going on there.
Oh, you think?
I've been... 888-787-1963 if by any chance you just drive out there.
Wow.
Hey, if you worked... Okay, let me ask you this. If you worked at the mall, worked at the Orange Julius, would you not like to... would you not walk by and just check it out?
And if you're already there, it's different.
Okay.
But you're leaving work to go to Towny's Mall.
I was done with work. I don't live that far from Towny's Mall. It's just a few more exits past my normal exit.
Da-da-da-da.
By the way, maybe I was just going by to get an Orange Julius. They're delicious.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.